Q94, your man of rock. Coaches Shows continues, and it's week one. And, of course, right here on the Mountain of Rock Q94, you can find and listen to the Houston Tigers. And joining me now, one of the old-timers of the SCA coaching world, Eric Sloan. Hey, how we doing, man?
Well, I was doing good until I thought about that, but, you know, it's kind of, I'm a veteran now.
Yeah, you're one of the veteran SCA coaches. My goodness. Well, how'd the offseason and summer go for you and your Houston Tigers?
You know, it's been good. It's been busy. You know, we got a lot of kids that do a lot of things and play other sports and very active. So, I mean, we've kind of caught ourselves coming and going just a little bit. But, you know, I think that's the best case for us when we have kids not with us. They're out playing another sport or doing something where they're active and not just laying in bed and, you know, making bad choices of an evening, things like that. So, pros and cons to it, but I think the pros they're way better than the cons.
Well, what's the numbers like for this 2026 Houston High School football team?
Well, the numbers are not good. Probably the lowest numbers we've had since I've been here, and I don't know what year this is, 11 or 12, something like that. I think we're about 35. So we got a smaller class in the mix, and then we've got some kids that, you know, they just don't want to do anything, don't want to play sports, and, you know, they've decided that, and, you know, that it is what it is, and you're going to coach kids that show up and, you know, get a lot more one-on-one time with them, and, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, you do what you can, and you work with those that are there, and so we're going to adapt and overcome.
Well, now something else, you've got some new duds getting put together there at the field. It's a little behind schedule. So, you know, your week two, you're going to be playing at Kabul. But tell the folks that may not know what's going on at the football stadium.
So we're building a new track facility. I'm not a Houston guy through and through, but the way I understand it, there hadn't been a track meet here in, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s, something like that. Our track was wonky. It was asphalt and mm-hmm. Wasn't even a full shape. It wasn't even a full 400. So we passed the bond. So they're building an 8-lane track. And, I mean, the goal is to try to host some districts or sectionals or something. And, you know, back when I was a track coach, I mean, you can travel a long ways for districts or sectionals. So maybe we'll have the opportunity to do that, and it'll be more localized for, you know, at least the SCA mm-hmm. area. But because of that, we've had to shift the football field. So currently, if you look down the football field today, there's dirt everywhere. There's no grass. So they're in the process of trying to dig some irrigation lines. I think maybe by the end of the week, hopefully we'll have some irrigation in the ground, and then sod's supposed to follow shortly thereafter. But looks to me, or it sounds like that, throughout the whole football season, I mean, it's just going to be kind of a construction zone, and maybe they're going to get asphalt poured on the actual track area, but it sounds like the actual rubber surface isn't going to be down until there's no traffic and they've got a little bit of downtime. So should be good to go for actual track season, but it kind of looks like a construction zone right now. But right now, there is zero grass on that field.
Well, oh my god, it will grow. So, you know, how did the jamboree, were you in the Mountain Grove jamboree?
We were not. We did not go there this year. We went to Clever. It was us, Clever, and Aurora.
So what'd you get out of that? What'd you see you liked, and what'd you see you thought you need to work on?
You know, I think defensively, we got our eyes in some bad place at times, and took our eyes off our reads, and, you know, a couple busted plays, and they play backyard football and throw it over our heads and scored. So little fixes that need to be made, but, you know, at the end of the night, it wasn't a complete train wreck, but definitely some things that we've got to clean up by the weekend, I guess, with Friday getting here and playing Pierce City, and they're just loaded up with skill kids. So, you know, we don't want it to turn into backyard football for sure. We want to clean it up and, you know, contain what we're supposed to and get our eyes where they need to be.
What do you so Pierce City, what are you seeing out of them? They you know, normally they kind of like to chuck it around, kind of spread it out, don't they?
But yeah, they do. You know, they got two kids on the Pigskin Preview as Magnificent 11 that had really super seasons last year, sophomores. And, you know, what I'm told in that area, they're really good at track, really fast. I think they play several 7-on-7 circuits. You know, kind of built for some 7-on-7. They got guys that can run and cover and do those things. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, trying to contain athletes and bottle them up and not give up big plays. But, you know, up front, they don't appear to be big. They've got one big kid. And so hopefully we can neutralize the game a little bit at the line of scrimmage and, you know, give us a chance if we can do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a team that, you know, it's not your first rodeo with Pierce City. And, you know, that kind of helps. But, It's here, and Coach Eric Sloan of the Houston Tigers, we hope for health and a successful season. And again, all the games will air right here on the Mountain of Rock Q94. And we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, and we'll do it again next Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, we got some more rock and roll coming. Stay put. It's your Mountain of Rock Q94 Friday Morning Adventure.